the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible. I'm not finished.
Horrible. And nobody wants to say that.
Greetings once again, fans of great 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Cray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, produced here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand. Check us out, freefm.org.nz. You can find Retrospect on Facebook. That's facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Episode 287 got underway with an obscurity. Lots of obscure garage in this episode. No surprises there. But we got underway with a band on Rondo Records. They're called The Ugly Z. A June 1965 single called Down to My Very Last Tear. This band out of Sherman Oaks, California. Stay tuned. We've got tracks from Soul Incorporated, Days of the Week, Sounds Unlimited, some great global garage as well in this episode 287 of Retrospect.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, this band's from New York, recorded for Mercury Records. Here's a Mercury single from January 1966. The A-side was called Never. The B-side we're going to check out is called It Will Never Be the Same. This band is called The Wigs of 1666.
Taking liberties now, it'll never be the same. more fire, no more flame.
Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Youngsters' prime targets for this printed filth is the natural curiosity of youth about the mysterious force of sex. Yet, on virtually every newsstand is a welter of misinformation which can wreck them for life.
Time. So fast, and they have got to go. You had better change your ways, or I leave you way behind. You know that I love you, but I can't keep a living in doubt. Better change your ways, or I'll leave you way behind. So baby, understand, I'm not a one-night stand. I'm trying to tell you that I'm not. Dance.
doubt. Not a one-night stand. Not a one-night stand. Not a one-night stand. Not a one-night stand.
Your Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Set got underway with the Wiggs of 1666, the Wiggs, W-I-G-G-G-S, January 66, 45. The A-side is called Never. I've seen that described as tedium of the lowest order. We took the B-side, It Will Never Be the Same. Significant improvement, it would seem, from the Wiggs of 1666. Then a psychedelic band out of Louisville, Kentucky. They toured on a tour, sort of a Caravan of Stars thing, with the Byrds, Paul Revere and the Raiders and Bo Diddley. Soul Inc., they're called. 1967-45, we took the A-side Stronger Than Dirt. Very strong soul influence. They only released a handful of singles. Apparently the first band to record the track Stronger Than Dirt, also done by bands like The Mummies, Us Four and The Daybreakers. One of the first bands to use backwards guitar tracks to create an Eastern sound on the B-side 60 Miles High. Also made a makeshift sitar out of a detuned banjo. So Soul Inc., Stronger Than Dirt. And then finally in the set, picture of them on our Facebook page, Days with a Z, Days of the Week, One Night Stand from 1966. Days of the Week out of Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Dig the wild music.
Well, here's a band out of Greenville, South Carolina, a 1967 single, The Tombstones with I Want You.
Thank you.
Hey little girl, you've been hurting me. Heartless, you think you did. But boy, light's starting to flash. You better act for me.
Cause I've changed, I've changed. I'm mean, I'm mean, I'm mean.
I'm a cool one.
People now stare with despair. I ain't yours no longer, man. Here you been putting me down. I think it's time I go up these towns.
I change, I change. I'm mean, I'm mean, I'm mean.
I'm a cool one.
They ain't nobody gonna do me now. They ain't nobody like a nun. Not in this town. No, no. Hey, you better stay out of my way. You won't see another day. Cause I no longer mess like a thug. Mess with me, you'll be in the jail.
Cause I've changed, I've changed. I'm mean, I'm mean, I'm mean.
I'm a cool one.
I get it now.
I wish to make it clear that the obscenity I'm talking about and the examples that I'm about to show you were not bought on the sly from under the counter. They were not purchased on Skid Row or on the other side of the tracks. They can be bought openly by anyone in drugstores, groceries, delicatessens, terminals, malt shops, cigar stores, newsstands, all over the community. They can be purchased by children, whether in a small town like McAllen and the Rio Grande, or in Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles.
I drive the road back on the mold. I rather can't exist without a broad or driving home or punching you with my fist.
Right today, right tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yo, it's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Just a reminder of the many ways that you can tap into back episodes of Retrospect. Apple Podcasts or the iTunes Store is the obvious place. You can subscribe to the show, rate each episode, and leave a review for Retrospect there. Episodes also available via TuneIn.com, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory. Pretty much every decent podcast platform will carry Retrospect, and there's always 20 or 30 back episodes available. Right, we had Tombstone's top of the set with I Want You. Then a band called Sounds Unlimited from South Carolina, just 145 on SWAL Records. Sounds Unlimited with Cool One. And then out of Rochester, New York, 1966-45 from The Charles on Calliope Records, track called Motorcycle. Now, most information about this track is that it was from 1966, although there's some argument about that, potentially as late as 1969. So the Tombstone, Sounds Unlimited, and The Charles, here on Retrospect. We've got Global Garage coming up straight after this. Hi, I'm Phil from Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome the show's new sponsor, Needle in the Hay, a record lover's paradise right here in the heart of Hamilton City. From Motorhead to LL Cool J and a fine selection of 60s Garage, their impressive collection of records has something for all music lovers. And if they don't have what you're after, they can order it in. Situated down the retro haven of Racket Lane off Barton Street, Needle in the Hay is open Wednesday to Saturday. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/needleinthehayshop. Well, it's time to check out some more great global garage and freakbeat. I'm going to get underway with a band called Equipe 79. They're out of Quebec, Canada. Video of that up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. So Equipe 79, actually made up of five teenagers, all aged 16 to 18, total ages were 79, recorded their first single September 1967. This is Equipe 79 with J'aime te voir.
J'aime ta voix plus que n'importe quoi. Même lorsque tu te mets à crier. I got to try to understand the whole night thing. What does you did it boo? Asking me what does he appear as a like a big king. What does you did it boo? Is a one of one of one? 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 I want to be, I know. Can I tell my mama I go? See if I did it so. King of the show did it poof. King of the show did it poof. Be around me down. People run in the town. Nobody knows who to go. Everybody see did it poof. Be a man on the scene. I already cannot be. Think about the side to read. Everybody see did it poof. When you get the morose baby news, be like a baby king of the show did it poof. Ask me what did he appear. That's the tree king of the show did it poof. He's a one, a one, a one. It's a one, a one, a one. It's a one, a one, a one. It's a one, a one, a one. I wanna be, I know. And I tell him I'm a man, yo. See if I did it so. King of the show, did it poof. 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 King of the show, did it poof.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Dat ik nog nooit gedaan. In huis kwam zij weer op verhaal. Ik dacht, ze is het helemaal. Dat ik toen zei, ga zitten, blijf niet staan. Was niks voor mij. Dat had ik nog nooit gedaan. De spanning werd me haast te veel. Mijn hart, dat monster in mijn keel. Van wat ze zijn, heb ik haast niets verstaan. Was niks voor mij, dat had ik nog nooit gedaan.
I can get more when I'm watching my
That's our global garage set for this episode 287 of Retrospect. Some French-Canadian garage top of the set with a Quip 79, J'aime te voir. Then a guy called Rico, R-E-C-O. Picture and information on our Facebook page. Scandinavian artist. Actually a 1971 single on Odeon Records. So out of Sweden, Rico is a pseudonym for Riho Karjanen. His output described as completely unintelligible. So the 45. The A-side was called Jolly Jolly Buddy Buddy. We took the B-side called Molly Cow Teddy Puff. So that's Rico. So a Swedish freak beat from 1971. Then a band called the Klangels. I'm assuming is the pronunciation. Information about them on our Facebook page as well. They're out of the Netherlands, 1966 45 on Artone Records. We took the A side, Dat had ik nog nooit gedaan, the Klangels. And then finally, out of Stockholm, Sweden, formed 1962, Ola and the Janglers. Number of hits in Sweden from 1965 through to 1968. A 1965 album was released called Surprise, Surprise, Ola and the Janglers. Very cool cover, of course, of the Stones' Satisfaction. So that's our Global Garage set for this week.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Here's a band out of Zanesville, Ohio. 1967 7 Inch on the Sunrise Records. The One Way Streets with We All Love Peanut Butter.
People on earth are gonna die. But girls, they die.
We are love, peanut butter.
You and I will take a trip now.
We are love, peanut butter.
And do the things that Superman did now.
We are love, peanut butter.
We are love, peanut butter. Crazy and some say I'm a nun. Peanuts are nice, but the acid is rare. With the bite on hand that's written on the page. With the 8-hour bomb, you'll be up in a cage. My story is coming close to an end.
We are love,
make sure it's a story and not your best friend.
We are love,
we are love, we are love.
Thank you. a man if your creature does not hold, say, the color of his skin is the color of his soul.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Now everybody tells me that the Beatles are the best. They say those long hairs overseas can better all the rest. But let me tell you people just one thing you ought to know. I'll say it once, those Beatles hear my song, they're gonna pack the things and go singing, yeah, hell yeah. They'll buy up all my records they can find in every store. I can do this by myself, and with them it takes all four. I may not be as handsome with a shaggy mop of hair, but when they hear my music, I just know the girls won't care. Singing, yeah, hell yeah, work it out. Chauffeur my new car. Paul and John will mow my lawn while George tunes my guitar. They may not be so happy when they find their fans are gone, but that won't be so bad, cause all of mine will carry on. They'll be singing, yeah, hell yeah.
We had Zanesville, Ohio band The One Way Street's Top of the Set with We All Love Peanut Butter. Then a very cool track from a band called The Outspoken Blues. Picture and information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. It's the B-side of an ultra-rare 45, valued at around $5,000. The A-side was Not Right Now. We took the Yardbirds cover off the B-side, Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. Very cool cover from the Outspoken Blues. Finally in the set, a man called Brad Berwick. You can see him on our Facebook page as well. Arguably not garage rock, but I discovered this one, decided to slip it in somewhere. On our Facebook page, you can see the promotional poster claiming better than the Beatles. It's a 1965 Billboard ad for Clinton Records promoting their motion picture star, Brad Berwick. Track called I'm Better Than the Beatles from 1965, part of that boom in response to the Beatles and the spearheading of the British invasion. Such fantastic lines like, John and Paul will mow my lawn while George tunes my guitar. So Brad Berwick, I'm Better Than the Beatles. And it takes us to the end of Retrospect episode 287. Don't forget to give us your like on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Every episode is published there when the podcast goes live. Track listings are put there, and every week a bunch of posts about material coming up in the show. Back episodes available across the web as well. Just Google Retrospect Garage Punk and use your favourite podcast provider. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for supporting Access Radio and Free FM, home of Retrospect. Thanks to Needle in the Hay for supporting Retrospect here on Free FM. Needle in the Hay, wonderful selection of vinyl. They're in Racket Lane off Barton Street, Central Hamilton, New Zealand. I'm going to see you out this week with a British single from 1966, very much in the style of Joe Meek. The track's called Moonshot. The band is the Galactic Federation. And that's Retrospect for this week. We'll be right back. like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.